Okay, we left off discussing the sugya d'Alma days that Rav Asi was mavdil between Yantar Frisha and Yantar Sheni, and the Gemara says he did so l'chumra. If indeed the 2 days of Yantar for Kedushachas, there's no need to make Abdullah, Shtei Kedushas, yes, and l'chumra means to assume no de bezeh as a surah bezeh, because perhaps it's Yom HaRichta, but perhaps it's Shtei Kedushas, and therefore to make Abdullah. We began discussing the Shittim Kovetzes, for Shem HaRitva, that is it so clear that misafek, the appropriate thing indeed is to make Havdalah? And then the question is, if that indeed is the case, why is it that we do not do so? We also have the case of a safek, in which case maybe one should be mavdil, then kodesh lachol. The Ritva points out the upside, the downside, bracha shino tzrichal inisud rabbanan, but Havdalah is indeed a din daraisa. And this is a dual chiddush. Number one, that Havdalah on Shabbos is a din daraisa, that itself is a machlokas rishonim. And then the next step, what about when it comes to Yantiv? Kiddush on Shabbos, that's explicit in the Gemara. Brachas tavchav, shuas tavchav, that's a din daraisa. Havdalah on Shabbos is a machlokas rishonim. Now, when you progress from Shabbos to Yantiv, is that true on Yantiv as well? Or maybe one could argue, no, on Yantiv, everything is only drabanan. Not only Havdalah, but even Kiddush. And each of these are major shitas that one finds in the Rishonim. We mentioned the Rambam shita, the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perachav Tes, Halacha Aleph, that the mitzvah is one of Zochres Yom HaShabbos Lakadsha, and that mitzvah sechira is Bichnisaso V'yitziyasa. And therefore, not only is Kiddush Daraisa, but even Havdalah is Daraisa as well, and that's what the Rambam emphasizes in Sefer Mitzvahs, in Mitzvah Kuf Nun Hei. The Rambam writes that Shabbos is the time of a Shvisa HaNikeres. You have to set Shabbos apart from the Yemei HaChol. And that's what a person is doing when you make Kiddush, Zachriya Zechira Shevach. And if that really is the essence of Kiddush, to offset, to set Shabbos apart, very, very mistaver that should not only apply to Kiddush, but Havdalah. Havdalah is the classic opportunity of literally being Mavdil Ben Kodesh LaChol. And therefore that is essential, that is part of the mitzvah Zechira Shabbos. Okay? So the Rambam is clear that Kiddush is Daraisa, Havdalah is Daraisa as well. There is a Gemara in Nazir, Gimel Beis, Havdalah Mar Aleph, where the Gemara says the following. We know that a Nazir, obviously, is not allowed to partake of Yayin. Clearly it means a Nazir cannot have a casual drink. What about Yayin Shomitzvah? What about Yayin Shomitzvah? Oh, so the Gemara says that's a pasuk. The pasuk says that, you know, yayin v'sheicher yazir, le'esar olav yayin mitzvah ki yayin harishus. That's the bottom of Gemara days. You know what? A nazir is not allowed to even have yayin shomitzvah. The Gemara says, my needle. What is yayin shomitzvah? The Gemara says, what would you think? Kiddusha, avdalta, kiddush, and avdalah. You know what? Then the Gemara says, mushpa ve'omed mehar sinayu. Those five words. Mushpa ve'omid mehar sinai. Can be. Mushpa ve'omid mehar sinai. What exactly does that mean? Sort of like pretty incredible. You know that the way Nazir is not Rashi, right? That's the Mefarish. But the way the Mefarish, there in the place of Rashi, reads the Gemara. Oh, you know what? Really? A Nazir does not drink Yayin Shemitzvah. Kiddush Havdalah, Mushpa ve'omid mehar sinayu. What do you mean? That already is a mitzvah. Pashup shad, a mitzvah daraisa. And a Nazir is obligated to drink the wine of Kiddush Havdalah. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. That's something which is stunning, no? You cannot say that the Pasuk forbids a Nazir from drinking the wine of Kiddush and Havdalah. A Nazir must do so. Because Mushpa ve'omid mehar sinayu. That is necessary midaraisa. And that is not included in the Naziris. Wow. According to that approach of the Gemara, it's unbelievable. The Gemara says, Kiddush is Havdalah, is Daraisa. Havdalah is Daraisa. And Kiddush al-Hayayin is Daraisa. And Havdalah Yayin is Daraisa. And the need for Te'im is Daraisa. Now, and therefore, a Nazir must go ahead and drink the wine. That sounds pretty incredible. That sounds incredible. So Tosfos writes, that cannot be the Pshat in the Gemara. We have a pasuk. It says that the Nazir is not allowed to drink wine, even Yayin Shomitz. The Gemara suggests, what is it? Kiddush and Havdalah. The Gemara asks, rhetorically, Mushpa ve'omim harsinayu? You mean to say that drinking the wine of Kiddush and Havdalah is a mitzvah daraisa? and you need a pasuk to tell me that a nazir is not allowed to do so, it is obvious that a nazir is not allowed to do so, because that is not daraisa. That's how Tosus reads the Gemara. Unbelievable. No. Mush b'mer sinaihu. Really, that's a din daraisa, that you have to drink the wine? Drink the wine. Of course, that's not necessary. That's not necessary. And it's obvious that a nazir does not do so. You don't need a pasuk to tell. Wow. What Rashi says is true, a nazir drinks the wine of Kiddush. Tosus writes that's so obviously wrong, you don't even need a pasuk to tell you that that's true. Why? Because drinking is not considered to be daraisa. And what does that mean? Ooh, Tosus says two deos. One day is because Kiddush is Kiddush bedvarim. And Kiddush al hayayin is only din rabbanan. And then Tosus says a midday, a fasting day, Kiddush al hayayin is a din daraisa. But Ervin Daf Mem, Hamavarach Tzarek Shiyitam, drinking the wine is only a dindraban. Midaraisa, you can hold your kosher bracha, you can make Kiddush al Hayayin, and you can put it down. But drinking, is only a dindraban. Rashi even uses the language, Ervin Daf Mem, Gnai Hulakos. It's like a Gnai to have a Chetze Shal Bracha, kosher bracha, not to drink. Those are like fasting days and tosos. But if you read the Gemara as Rashi does, it's pretty stunning that it's Mefurish in Gemara. The Kiddush is Daraisa, Havdalah is Daraisa. That is the Rambam Shita, that Kiddush and Havdalah is Daraisa, but not Alayayin. Just Kiddush and Havdalah Bidvar. And other Rishonim disagree. Right? The Magid Mishnah points out on that Rambam, Chavtes Aleph, that there are many that assume Havdalah is only a din Drabala. And this is the Shita of the Orchos Chayim, in Hilchos Havdalah, Semin Yud Ches. If you look at the Tshuva Sarash and Klal Yud Aleph, the Rush quotes the sheet in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that Havdalah is only a din drabana. Kiddush is daraisa, Havdalah is only a din drabana. Is there an afkamina? Hilchos Chayim writes, absolutely yes. You know what? Are women chayiv in Havdalah? That's the Hilchos Chayim's nafkamina. Because after all, the starting point, the default, step one, is that women are exempt from Mitzvah Shazman Grama. There are certain exceptions. One primary exception is Brachos Chav, Shavuos Chav, Nashim Chayavos B'Kiddush Hayom. That's Zachar V'Shama B'Divrei Chachamim. So women are Chayiv in Kiddush, that's exceptional. Would you say that extends to Havdalah? Well, if Havdalah is Daraisa, where does this come from? The Rambam writes it comes from Zachar Shama Shabbos L'Kadosho. And women are obligated in that pasuk of Zachar Shama Shabbos L'Kadosho. That's Zachar V'Shama B'Divrei Chachamim. So therefore, the Rambam is explicit that women are obligated in Havdalah. If you assume Havdalah is only a din Rabbanan, it's not included in that pasuk. And if it's not included in that pasuk, what would you say about women? So the Chos Chaim writes, so now women are exempt. That's an example of a Zman Grama. The default is women are exempt from a Zman Grama unless there's a drasha. You cannot include Havdalah in the drasha of Zachar v'Shamar, because Havdalah is not part of the mitzvah Schira Midaraisa. And therefore, Ol Chos Chaim, women are exempt from Havdalah, and the Magid Mishnah disagrees. That Magid Mishnah, Chavtes Aleph, writes, even if you assume Havdalah is a din derabanan, but it's Kein Daraisa, it's a din derabanan based on the pasuk of Zachar Yisrael Meshabbos L'Kadosho, and therefore, women are obligated in Havdalah, even if Havdalah is only a din derabanan. Wow, that's the Shita of Magid Mishnah. So that's a fundamental machlokes. Are women chayiv in Havdalah? And interesting chiddush, that's what the Rama writes, Reish Sarivah. Oh, this is a heavy issue, a machlokes. So therefore, you know what? Women should not make Havdalah. Lo yavdil la'atzman eliyishmu min ha'anashi. So therefore, women should hear Havdalah from men. Or Chos Chaim writes, women are exempt, and therefore lo yavdil la'atzman. What does that mean? Lo yavdil atzman. They're not allowed to. That's surprising. They're not allowed to. Women are not allowed to opt into. Not allowed to perform a mitzvah seishah zman grama. Not allowed to go ahead and fulfill the mitzvah lulav sukkah shofar. Is that really true? So the Magen Avraham right there writes a very great chiddush. Reish Sarivah sifkat nir aleph. Maybe this is a little bit unusual. This is a zman grama that women are exempt from. And there isn't a ma'isa mitzvah. The whole mitzvah is the miskeres habracha. The whole mitzvah is a nusach habracha. And maybe the sheet of the Aruch HaSayim is a chiddush, that when do you say in a mitzvah yosef? A maisa mitzvah, lulav, sukkah. Yeah, but a bracha that women are exempt, then maybe women should not do so. Wow, that's a very great chiddush. And the Magen Avraham writes the following, you know what? Ooh. The Magen Avraham refers you to Simon Tav Chavav. Tav Chavav in Shulchan Aruch is a Simon of Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana. The Magen Avraham writes a twofold Kiddush. Kiddush Levana A is a Zman Grama. Because if I ask you, when do you say Kiddush Levana? You know what the answer is? During these days and not these days. That's called a Zman Grama. And it's a Zman Grama which is just a Nusach HaBracha. So therefore, Magen Avraham writes, oh, this Aruch HaSchaim, that's the basis of women not reciting Kiddush Levana. Not reciting Kiddush Levana. No? When was the last time you saw a woman recite Kiddush Levana? No? You're about to go out, and you hear she says Kiddush Levana? No. That's, you know, we discussed yesterday. Not like Tav Kavav, women don't recite Kiddush Levana. And that's sin, and the Chachma Shlomo writes a Kiddush, not for now, but the Chachma Shlomo writes, I don't think that's called this Zman Grama. I don't think that's called a Zman Grama. Chacham Shon writes a Yesod with maybe many nafgaminas. You know what a Zman Grama means? A Zman Grama means, let's say, a mitzvah that in principle could apply here, could apply there, but you have like a Gzeres HaKosu that says here yes and there no. What would have been wrong if tefillin applies at night? If you hold Laila, a Zman tefillin, the Rambam Shita, Midaraisa, obviously it's a Zman Grama, Yomanat Laila. Maybe one could say, you know what, in principle, tefillin could be on Shabbos and Yom Tov. If it's not, it's a Zman Grama. Maybe tzitzis could be balayla, or isim also. The Chacham Shom writes a fascinating yisod. If you have a mitzvah where by nature, by essence, it can only be performed here and not there. Because that's what the mitzvah is. That's not called Zman Grama. For example, Bikurim is only brought for part of the year because the definition of Bikurim is Reishis Priyad Mascha. It's only Reishis Priyad Mascha for a certain season. It's no longer, it expired. That's called a Zman Grama. If that's the definition of the mitzvah, that's not called a Zman Grama. And guess what? Women bring Bikurim. Kiddush Levana L'Chachma Shlomo writes, an interesting Kiddush, you know what the mitzvah is? The mitzvah is to be Mekadesh Levana B'Chidusha. You recite a bracha on the chidush alavana. Well, obviously, you're going to come to a point where that's no longer true. It's the 27th day of the month. You're going to recite a bracha on the chidush alavana. So it's certainly true that there's certain mitzvahs that pragmatically have a set time. But is that really called zman grama? Wow, that's the chidush. But the Magen Avraham writes, maybe that's the sheet of the Aruch HaSchaim, that women don't recite Havdalah because it's a Zman Grama, the Miskeres of a Bracha, and then I'll do so. Again, so lechatchila, women should hear Havdalah from men, but you know what? Push comes to shove. Right? A woman's Havdalah is only if she makes Havdalah. You know what? We'll tell the woman to make Havdalah. Rover Shalom assume women are obligated. We're obligated in Havdalah. Rabbi Kveger has a din whether women are obligated in the Birchas Ha'esh, Borim Ha'esh. There I would suggest that, you know, let her leave out that bracha, and let her recite the bracha nesh after the Havdalah is over, after she drinks. You can recite that standalone, no? Like we do when Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday. You know, even though women sometimes are very careful not to go near the coast of Havdalah. No, but Mikra Adin, yes, women are obligated to do so. I remember a woman called me, she felt she couldn't fast on Tisha B'Av, which was on Sunday, you know, so... Why can't you fast? You know, like all the symptoms, mamish, just sounded like a suffix sakana, a suffix. She was very convincing, very emotionally convincing. I said to her, okay, but you realize if I tell you that you can eat, you have to make Havdalah. Havdalah? I'm not making Havdalah. I'm going to fast. And what about all those symptoms? No. It's just, what? Okay. So, yeah, it's already like folklore that women don't drink the wine of Havdalah. But Mikra Adin, Rav Rishonim assume women are obligated to do so. What about when it comes to Yantin? Ooh, so there the Magid Mishnah writes, and there are Chavtes, there later, no, Halacha Yidtes, that, you know what, that this is all true on Shabbos. But on Yantin, Kiddush and Havdalah is a Dindrama. Haniyatif Kiddush, even Kiddush, is a Din Rabbanan. Is a Din Rabbanan. And that's the Magen Avraham, the very beginning of Simrei Shai Aleph. Whether this is all true when it comes to who? Shabbos, or when it comes to Yantif as well. And now you know. Ah, but there's a Shittim Kavetzes. No? Beitzed Avdalma Beis. That's Mefurish. That's Mefurish. Havdalah is Daraisa even on Yantif. Not only Kiddush. Havdalah is Daraisa when it comes to Yantif itself. Well, and maybe that is pshat in the Rambam as well. Because when the Rambam explains why it's necessary to make Kiddush on Yantif, the Rambam writes, Shekulam Shabsos Hashemi. Because Yantif is also a day of rest. Yantif also is a Yom Hashvis. Yantif also has a mitzvah of Shabbosim. So when the Torah uses the term Shabbos, it's not limited to Shabbos, but it extends to Yantif as well. So therefore, Zachar Shem Shabbos Lekadsho embraces Yantif. Asoet Shekodah B'Shem Reb Chaim, Adin Darais in the Rambam Shita. Reb Chaim maintained that Kiddush on Yantif is indeed a din darais. Well, when the Minchas Chinuch discusses this issue about should we assume what's true of Shabbos is true of Yantif, the Minchas Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Lamed Aleph. Mitzvah Lamed Aleph is the Mitzvah of Kiddush. They're in Oz Tezayim. There, the Minchas Chinuch writes the following, that you know what, that maybe this is part of a very, very fundamental machlokes. And this is what the Minchas Chinuch also discusses in Mitzvah Reish Tzadiches. Reish Tzadiches. You know what? Let's start this way. The Torah tells me that there's Nisim Malach on Shabbos. Okay? Come. Look. We know there's Nisim Malach when it comes to Yantif as well. Just like Losasa Chom Malacha. Kom Leches Avar Losasa. So Malachi is forbidden on Shabbos. Malach is forbidden on Yantif. How do I know on Shabbos? A Pasuk. How do I know on Yantif? A Pasuk. And even though Pasuk is formulated differently, good, that's true. Maybe there are exceptions, what you're duchi alon emra, ochon efesh, but the yisod hamalacha applies ben b'shabbos ben yamtav. That's clear. Now I'll ask you the following question. There are many isurim that the Torah has on Shabbos that are not isurim alacha. The Torah discusses mechamer, shvisas avadim, Shvisas Behemta, Beishamai Shvisas Kelim. Machlokas Nagmar Tchumim Daraisa, Rabbi Kiva. What you have in common of all of those cases, they're Isuri Shabbos, but they're not Isuri Malacha. If it's an Isuri Malacha, I'll tell you, well, look, an Isuri Malacha begins, exists on Yantif as well, Komalecha Sabad, Losas. But if something is not an Isser Malacha, do I assume that, you know what, that it applies not only on Shabbos, but even on Yantif as well? That's not so simple. There are two Deis and Tosos. Two Deis and Tosos from Safim Bafim and Beis. Two Deis and Tosos, we'll get to Beitzah Chavgimel Amar Aleph. Let's start with Pesachim Hamadays. We know that there's a mitzvah Bir Chametz in Erev Pesach. Ach b'yom harishon tashbisu. What does Yom HaRishon mean? The day before Pesach. Rishon and Chumash sometimes can mean first. Sometimes Rishon can mean prior. So what exactly Ach b'yom harishon? The day before Pesach or the first day of Pesach? Obviously, Bir Chametz is Erev Pesach. How do you know that that's true? So the Gemara has different drushes. Psachim Heimar Aleph, who the drush of Rabbi Akiva. Wait a second. How do you fulfill Bir Chametz? Bir Chametz is Ayyidei Sreifa. Bir Chametz is Ayyidei Sreifa. Oh, are you allowed to burn chametz on Pesach? What do you mean? Matzino havara shi'av malacha. You're not allowed to burn chametz on Pesach. Let's say you find chametz in your rishus on Pesach. You know, if it's yantif, you know what you do? Kofla v'sakli, cover it up, and the moment yantif is over, burn it. So Rabbi Akiva says that, what do you mean? It's obvious. It's obvious that Bir Chametz on Erev Pesach, because Matsinu Havara Shehi Avmalach. Matsinu Havara Shehi Avmalach. Wow. So the Gemara says the following. You know what? Shma Mina Midrabi Kiva Tlas. The Gemara says, you see, three great chidushim from that statement of Rabbi Akiva. Three great chidushim. Wow. Number one is, you see, Rabbi Akiva holds Ein Bir Chametz Ela B'Sreifa. Bir Chametz means burn. Because a Bir Chametz would just mean get rid of it, Hashvasa B'Chol Davar, flush it on the toilet. You can do that on Shabbos, you can do that on Yom Tov. No? This year, no? Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. Right, so what do you do with those leftover things? Bir Shmoy Dei Sreifa. So the fact that Rabbi Akiva says that, no, Matzina Hashav Malacha, so number one, you say, Ein Bir Chametz Ela B'Sreifa. Good? Number two, the Gemara says, oh, something stunning, we're going to have to discuss this at length, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. You see, Rabbi Akiva denies Mitoch. Ooh. Because, what do you mean? If it's a Mishnah, a Gemara, Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Mitoch Shochutru Letzorech, Chutrunami Shalom Letzorech. So, why can't I argue as follows? Obviously, Sreif is Mut Letzorech Ochon Nefesh. So, if I hold of Mitoch, what is mutter letzorech al chanefesh is mutter shalo letzorech, whatever that means, either shalo letzorech klal, or shalo letzorech al chanefesh be needed tzorech hayom, or you need a tzorech mitzvah, 3 days in Rosh Hashanah, daf yud beis amud aleph. But isn't bir chametz a tzorech? Isn't that a tzorech? And yet Rabbi Kiva says, don't you dare? So you see, he denies mitoch. That's also not so simple. We're going to have to discuss now. That would mean if you hold a mitoch, burn chametz on Pesach. And guess what? The Gemara on the very next daf, Sachem Davov, you find chametz on Pesach, couple of a sakli. Cover it up. What do you mean cover it up? We hold a mitoch. So burn it. No? That's the second Shema Mina. Oh, and then the Gemara says the following. Wait a second. You know what? How do you know that burning something is asur? Apostle? You know what the answer is? Of course, apostle. No? Lo savaru eish b'chamosh v'seichem b'yam ha-shabbos. It's mefurish ha-pasuk. It's mefurish ha-pasuk that you cannot engage in sreifa on Shabbos. That's really unusual. No? Why do you need a pasuk to say lo savaru eish? How do you know you can't do borer? How do you know you can't do tochim? How do you know you can't write on Shabbos? You need a pasuk? You don't need a pasuk, Shabbos memtes. No? Mishkan. You know what? Whatever was found in the Mishkan is the basis of Melech HaShabbos. You don't need a pasuk. You don't need it. So guess what? The Gemara is always disturbed. The Gemara is really bothered. If you have a pasuk that tells you that something is usher on Shabbos, you know what? That's surprising. I'm caught off guard. Because there's no pasuk for Borer, there's no pasuk for Ma'amer, there's no pasuk. For Kosev, one in the pasuk. You know what it says in Chumash? No, that the Makosha Sheitzim was killed because of Chil Shabbos. No, what malacha was he doing? What malacha was Makosha Sheitzim doing? No, let's say you know what he was doing. Well, he went out and carried the wood versus Arabim. Whoa, that's halacha Moshe Sinai. Mavna versus Arabim. So that's pretty fascinating, no? It's a pasuk in Chumash that someone was killed for fighting Halacha Moshe Sinai. No? Well, what better indication do you need that the Mesorah of Shabbos, no? It doesn't say in Chumash that you can't do what the Makoshes did. Yeah, but we know. And therefore, different days in the Gemara, that what Malach indeed, did he, Ma'amer is found in Chumash. No? So it's really unusual that you have certain psukim that the Torah says don't do it. You know, the Torah says don't carry on Shabbos. No? Ayetze Shmin Kamo. Vayikolem Avi. Oh, that's the Tosu Shabbos Tapes. There must be something unusual about Hotzah if the Torah has to tell me that it's us. You know what that's called? Udari Hotzah Zamalacha Girua. There's something unusual about Hotzah because you don't need a pasuk to tell me something's us. Oh, what do you do with Hotzah Varawish? No? The Torah says, don't go ahead and ignite this fire. So, that's the Gemara Shabbos Taf Ayinam Adalim. That's the Gemara, Daf Shabbos, Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. Why does the Torah have to say Lo Savaru Eish? You don't need a pasuk for Malachos. So you know what Rabbi Yossi says? Rabbi Yossi says the following chiddush. Wow, if the Torah goes out of its way and tells you this is aser, that's a raya muchachas that it's not a malacha. It's not a malacha. If it is a malacha, the Torah doesn't have to say. We have a formula for malacha. Anytime the Torah tells me that something is aser on Shabbos, that's an indicator that it's not a malacha. But for malacha, you're chayiv, kareis, skila, chatos. So Yossi says, if a person ignites a fire on Shabbos, he's not chayiv, kareis, skila, chatos. Because there's a pasuk. Wow. The pasuk means it's not a malacha. Because if it's a malacha, you don't need a pasuk. Wow. Sometimes we think of something as mafurish bakra, that's so chamor. When it comes to Shabbos, if it's mafurish bakra, that's an indicator that it's not a malacha at all. And therefore, lo sevarweish is alav. It's alav. But there's no kares, there's no skila, no chatos. That's what Rabbi Yossi calls havar l'alav yatsas. Havar is just alav. Havar is just alav. Wow, that's pretty incredible. All right, that's Rabbi Yossi shita. Rabbi Nassim disagrees. Rabbi Nassim maintains, no, not true. You know what? Anyway, it's a good kasha. Why does the Torah single out a malacha when it's not necessary? That's a good kasha. The teretz is not that it's not a malacha. You know what the teretz is? Havar l'chalek yatsas. You know what that's called? Chiluk malachas. Chiluk malachas. Let's say a person goes and eats, you know, many kazeis mecheder. Let's say a single hasra. Yischayv a single chatos. Yischayv a single chatos. Let's say a person, behelen echad, violates many malachos. Whoa! Yischayv a separate chatos for each and every malacha. That's a great chiddush. What do you mean? It's a pasuk of lo sasa kol malacha. Why are you chayav for each malach individually? You know what that concept is called? Chiluk malachas. Each malacha has an identity of its own. I know that that's true. Oh, that's Rabbi Nassim. The Gemara has 3 days. But this is the makor according to Rabbi Nassim. You know what? The Torah singles out lo sevar ha'esh, despite the fact that lo sevar ha'esh is a malacha. L'lamed ala klal kul yatsa. Just like the Torah singles out lo sevar ha'esh, to tell you that you're chayiv for this independently, you're chayiv for every one of the lametes malachos independently, and that's called havar l'chalek yatsas. So that's a very, very heavy issue. Whether havar is l'chalek yatsas, or whether havar is lam yatsas, that's a sugi shabbos, that ayin amad alev. That's not focus between Rabbi Nassim and Rabbi Yossi. Wow. So the kash is strong. Why does the Torah sing a lo sevar ha'esh, Rabbi Yossi? Because it's not a malach. It's not a malach. According to Rabbi Nassim, it is a malacha. The Torah is telling you another din d'oraisa, that you're chayav from malachos independently. Independently. Wow. Chiluk malachos. There's magnificent Tosos Rish, Shabbos Kufa Meches. You know what chiluk malachos is? Ki ilu ksiv lav al kol malacha malacha. It's as though there's a separate pasuk for every one of the lametes malachos of Shabbos. Wow. Well, that's pretty unbelievable. Every malacha is a separate lav. Just like Osevar Aleish is a separate lav of malacha. Wow, wow. Okay. What does this have to do with us? Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said it's obvious that Tashbisu is an Ere Pesach because you're not allowed to burn chametz on Pesach. Matsinu havar shi'av malacha. Matsinu havar shi'av malacha. Okay, so number one, you see, bir chametz is a seifa. Okay, I got that. Number two is you see that Rabbi Akiva denies mitoch, because I could have said it is a malacha, but it's mutter, let's tzorech bir chametz. No, he denies mitoch. Now, furthermore, you see that Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Nassim. Havar l'chalek yatsas. That's the top of Hema Beis. Shema min amid Rabbi Akiva l'tlas, Sreifa, denial of mitoch, and Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Nassim. Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Nassim. Havar l'chalek yatsas. Why in the world? How do you see that Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Nassim? There's machlokas. Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Yossi on Shabbos, whether a person who ignites a flame is violating a law or you're violating in a sukkah. Is Havar one of the malachos or is it an issur lav? Okay. What in the world does this have to do with Rabbi Akiva just simply apparently said, you're not allowed to burn chametz. You're not allowed to ignite a fire on Yontif. That's a machlokas, Rabbi Kim, Rabbi Nassim. Where do you see that's a machlokas, Rabbi Kim, Rabbi Nassim? Rabbi Yos, Rabbi Nassim. Why is that machlokas anyone? No? Everybody agrees it's aser. There is a machlokas, Rabbi Yos, Rabbi Nassim. How chamor is this aver? If you did this on Shabbos, are you killed? Or is it just an isolah? That's pretty important. But what does this have to do with Rabbi Akiva? No? That's Tosus discussion. It's obvious, no? What does this have to do with Rabbi? Rabbi Akiva just simply said, you're not allowed to burn. Of course you're not allowed to burn. How chamor the avera burning is? Okay, you're right. That happens to be a machlokas. But why is that so relevant? Why is that so relevant? So I'll tell you one day in Tosus Haman Beis, where Tosus just says something very simple. You know what? You're right. The fact that Rabbi Akiva says he can't burn chametz on Pesach is no raya whatsoever. But you know what? It's important to listen to the person's choice of words. No? Listen to the choice of words. If Rabbi Akiva just would have said, you're not allowed to burn chametz, you're right. I wouldn't know anything. But that's not what Rabbi Akiva said. Rabbi Akiva said, Matsinu havara shehi av malacha. If Rabbi Akiva would have said, Matsino havara shehi asura, I wouldn't know anything. He didn't say shehi asura. Rabbi Akiva, you're calling it an av malacha? If you're calling it av malacha, that means you agree with Rabbi Nassim. That havar is l'chalak yasetz. It's one of the avos malachos. So that's Tosus's daya. But you know what? The diuk of the Gemara is not based on the substance of Rabbi Akiva's halacha. It's based on the choice of words of Rabbi Akiva. If you're going to call this an av malacha, it means that you hold like Rabbi Nassim. But you know what? Even Rabbi Yossi would agree. He just wouldn't call it an av malacha. If you hold like Rabbi Yossi, you should just simply say, Matsinu havara shehi asura. You choose the word, she av malacha. Oh, that shmamina Rabbi Nassim. Okay. If that's the case, so this really has little to do with us. No? Ooh, but another day in Tosus. The second day. And this is the Tosus and Beit Zadav Chav Gimel. Wow. No. Forget about the choice of words. You ready for this Chiddush? Like unbelievable. On Shabbos, if a person ignites a flame, that's a huge machlokas. According to Amanas Nirchayev Skil, according to Abiyosi, it's only a Salav. That's true. Are there any other nafkaminas? Aside from the Chomer Ha'avera on Shabbos, is there any other nafkamina? So you're ready for what Tosu says. This is incredible. There's a huge nafkamina. Does this Isser apply on Yantin? Does this Isser apply on Yantin? Wow. That's stunning. Does this Isser apply on Yantin? Why is that a nafkamina? Oh, so Tosu doesn't even spell it out. The Tosu just assumes clearly. Now look. If something is an Isser Malacha, well, malacha is not only forbidden on Shabbos, malacha is forbidden on Yantif as well. So if something is a malacha, malacha is forbidden on Yantif. But you're ready, the punchline. If something is not an Isser Malacha, it's part of the secondary, ancillary, supplementary Isurei Shabbos that are not malachos, they only apply on Shabbos, they don't apply on Yantif. Wow. So therefore, that's huge. So if you hold like Rabbi Nassim, that Havara is a malacha, so therefore there's an Isser Yantif, Lo Sevar Oish. Wow. But if you hold like Rabbi Yossi, that on Shabbos there's no Skila Kari Sochatos, that means on Shabbos it's not a malacha, it's a separate Isser. Lo sevar oish b'chol moshe oseichem b'yom ha-shabbos, b'shabbos in, b'yom teflo. It only applies on Shabbos, it doesn't have a yantif. So forget about Rabbi Akiva's choice of language. The fact that Rabbi Akiva maintains you cannot burn chametz on Pesach. Wow. That is a riot. He holds like Rabbi Nassim against Rabbi Yossi. That's the Chiddush of Tosus. And that's what Tosus quotes in Beit Zedach. Give him an Aleph in the name of the Yerushalmi. Wow, a significant Chiddush. No? Tosus raises the following issue. Mahu laduke ner shabbatala. Are you allowed to go ahead and light a candle on Yantiv? Shabbatala. Shalom letzorech. So you know what Tosus writes? Okay. Oh, he thinks that's in our focus. Rabbi Nassim, Rabbi Yossi. Wow, that's the lumdus, no? According to Rabbi Nassim, it's a malach, it's asar and yantiv. And according to Rabbi Yossi, no, Shabbatala, should be motir. Wow, that's pretty heavy. That's pretty unbelievable. No? That's like very, you know. You know, we just experienced Erev Tov Shiva, no? Is it so obvious that women can bench licht? On Friday. Yeah, I made an Erev Tov Shiva. Yeah, but you know already, you know? Pesach and Av Menvav. Erev Tov Shiva is only going to get you so far. No? Rabbah, you have to justify midaraisa of who will? It's Sorech of Shabbos. It's Sorech of Shabbos. No? Oh, guess where to come? I'll feed them the food. Not such a simple issue. No? What is the tzorech of Shabbos for? You're lighting a Ner Shabbos. What is the tzorech of Yantiv, of Hadlakas Ner Shabbos? No? They'll tell me Erev Tavshilin. Erev Tavshilin is step two. Step one is that this is the tzorech Yantiv. This is the tzorech Yantiv. You're cooking food now, it's the tzorech Yantiv? Yes. But guess where to come? Is it so obvious that lighting candles for Shabbos, and you're doing some Friday on Yantiv, that is called the Tzorech Yantiv? Is that really called the Tzorech? Tosus writes, realize in their times, the Tosus states, they didn't have electricity. So guess what? Late in the afternoon, on Yantiv, it was already getting dark. They would benefit from the candles on Yantiv. Tosus writes a secret. They used to bench lift early, even for the second night of Yantiv, because they needed the candles on the first night of Yantiv. But we, who really don't benefit from the candles so much, in common sense terms. So you know what? We're going to wait until Tzeis to light a Yantiv Sheni. Not such a simple thing, lighting on Friday, which is Yantiv for Shabbos. So part of the discussion is there an Isser? Oh, so Tosus already points out, you know what? If you hold that Lo Savaru Eish is only alive on Shabbos, it's Mutar on Yantiv, it's Mutar on Yantiv. No? Or, you know, there's a minute, for example, people light a Yisker candle. No? Often, most often, that's on Yantiv Sheni. No? Are you allowed to light a candle on Yantiv Sheni as a Ner Zikaron, a Ner Neshama? You know? Is that really a Tzorech? We have such a minute. Is that really such a Tzorech? Such a tzarek. So maybe one could argue a gavaldik, a minig Yisrael, ein lechatzar gadol mizu. Or maybe one could argue, well, is it so obvious you need a tzarek? Is it so obvious that there's an Yisr of those tzarek ha'wesh on Yantiv? So that's the chiddush of Tosus. But you know what? If it's an Yisr malacha, it applies on Yantiv. If it's not an Yisr malacha, it's limited to Shabbos. Wow, that's pretty heavy. Tosus psachim b'fei, Tosus beitzadav chav gimel amar aleph. Wow, so that's pretty heavy. Oh, so the Beis Yosef writes the following. Tzav Tzadi Hei, what would you say about Mechamer? What would you say about Shvisas Behemto? What would you say about other Isurim? Like Lo Savar Oish, according to Rav Yossi, where everybody agrees it's not an Isur Malacha. Shvisas Avadim, Shvisas Behemto. Shvisas Kem, according to Beis Shammai, it's not a Malacha. There's no Kariski Lachatas. Wow. So you know what? Maybe it should depend on this question. Whether the non-Isurei Malacha apply when it comes to Yantiv. Maybe one could argue, no. Or maybe one could argue, well look, if the Pasuk says Shabbos is not limited to Shabbos. Shabbos can embrace Yantiv as well. That's a very heavy issue. That's the Minchas Minuch. Right, and it's Reish Tzadiches, To what extent do these Yisroel apply when it comes to Yom Tov? He quotes 2 days, the Beis Yosef and Tav Tzarihei. The Ben Chassina quotes a Prichadosh in Tav Tzarihei, a fascinating Chiddush that distinguishes between Mechamer as opposed to Shvisas Behemta. How do you know Mechamer is Asa? How do you know Mechamer is Asa? Oh, because the Pasuk says, Losasach HaMalacha, and the Pasuk says, Uvehemtecha. Don't do malacha even al yidei behemtecha. Oh, that's part of the isra of losasach malacha. So Pichadosh writes, mechamer applies on Yom Tov. What about the shvisas behemtov? Shvisas behemtov. Well, that's not a pasuk of malacha. Shvisas behemtov is a pasuk in Shmos Chav Gimel, leman yanuach shorcha v'chamorecha. That's not a pasuk of malacha, l'man yanuach. So the Pichadosh writes this chiddush: mechamer applies in Yom Tov, but shvisas behemtov doesn't apply in Yom Tov, because the Torah presents this to mechamer in the pasuk of malacha, and malacha applies in Yom Tov. Mashein king. Wow, that's an important possible split. Wow, so that's pretty heavy. So the Minchas Chinuch in the midst of kiddush in Lamed Aleph writes the following. Part of this whole discussion is going to be whether the mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos applies on Yom Tov. After all, you're not dealing with a pasuk like Malacha where the same Isser is found on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. You have to come on to that question. The mitzvos, the Isurim of Shabbos that are not Isurim Malacha, do they extend to Yom Tov? And that is going to be this issue. And that will give rise to the machlokas as to whether Kiddush and possibly Havdal Yom Tov is Daraisa Drabanan. Is that included in Zocher Shema Shabbos Lekadsha? Whoa. Fascinating view. So the Ritz is Mefurish that the starting point is you should be making Havdalah. After all, 2 days of Yom Tov, Shtei Kedushas. Rav Asi did so misafek. We assume 2 days Yom Tov is certainly Shtei Kedushas. So therefore, why in the world are we not making Havdalah? Why are we not making Havdalah? Ooh, so the Rashba writes the following. Because Cheshinan, Dilma Asi Lizuzule. You're going to make Havdalah. Yom Tov is over. The second day of Yom Tov has just begun. We're concerned that what is that going to say about the second day of Yom Tov? And where did the Rashba get this from? You know what the answer is? The Sugya in Shabbos Chav Gimel. The Gemara says the following. You know what Abaye Shita is? Demai, is a suffix. After all, Rov Ame Haaretz Ma'aser Meim. And therefore, when you're mafrish from Demai, Abaye says, do not make a bracha. Do not make a bracha. The Gemara says the following. What do you mean? You make a bracha in Yom Tov Sheni. Yom Tov Sheni is a suffix divrehim. And we make a bracha. That's a kash of the Gemara. In Shabbos Chav Gimel. So why then would Abayi say, Demai no, and Yom Tov Sheni yes? You know what the Gemara answers? Ki heicha delo lizuzulebe. Well, you make a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni in order that people should not be mezalzel the Yom Tov Sheni. Well, okay. That's a Gemara. A Gemara when it comes to bracha. You make a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni and everything that entails because Gehech Gvasel is Zuzlebe. We'll have to discuss now, next year. No, our Gemara says Yom Tov Sheni is a minag. And the Gemara Sukkadaf Mendal Nabeis, you don't make a bracha in Minhagim. So how in the world do you make a bracha in Yom Tov Sheni? Well, that's Tosfos Kasha. No, Sukkadaf Mendal. The Gemara says a bracha in Yom Tov Sheni, Poshim Shabbat, right? In a case of Safek even, because Kihechid Las Lizuzlik. Wow. Oh, so the Rashi Ben Arsugi writes the following. The same is true. That's a Gemara. Bracha. Oh, Rashba, same issue when it comes to Havdalah. Same issue when it comes to Havdalah. Wow. You're going to make Havdalah. already we're done. That would result in a zilzul of the Kedusha Siyama of Yantoshim. And I'll tell you, l'shita say, Arashba the Tshuvas, take a look at short Tshuva, Simin Samachalev. The Rashba was asked about Hanachas Tfilin. Hanachas Tfun Yantoshim. Hanachas Tfun Yantoshim. We don't put Tfilin on Yantosh Rishon. Why not Yantosh Sheni? What, Yantosh Sheni? Because the Minaka was saying about Daniel, our Gemara. You're not going to put on tefillin. Tefillin's a mitzvah daraisa. And minhag avosenu b'yadeinu is going to override a mitzvah daraisa. So you know what the Rashba writes the book? You know what? That you're not allowed to put on tefillin on Yom Tov Rishon. You put on tefillin on Yom Tov Rishon, that's going to be an issa daraisa b'atosi. That's the Rashba writes. And you know what? Yom Tov Sheni. So just like you're not going to put tefillin on Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni is ke'en darais, don't put on tefillin, because after all, the ilo, because if you put on tefillin on Yom Tov Sheni, osi lezuzule bohu, you're going to end up being mezalzel. Wow. So the Gemara uses the concept of the zilzul of Yom Tov Sheni to justify bracha, and here the Rashba and Arsugia, wow, to explain why we don't make tefillin, why we don't make Abdullah, and the Rashba and the Chuvis, why is it they don't put on tefillin? These are chedushim. In fact, when you look here in the Igeres Harama, this is what Rabbi Chanan quotes in Os Yud. You know what? Ein achinami. You've almost got 10 days. Yesh koach piyacha chamlakar dofim en haTorah. There's a koach of akiras of an ator. Don't be tokei b'shofar and Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, and don't be notel David Mim when Sukkos falls out on Shabbos, and do not put on tefillin on Yom Tov Sheni. Wow, this is an example of yesh koach b'yachum lakador m'ator b'shev al taaseh. Don't. So don't make Abdullah. Don't put on tefillin. And as we pointed out, it's a great chiddush. Because in all of those cases, you almost have 10 days, the Gemara says, you know what the Yisod is? Migdar Milsa. Because although, yes, it's true, we're telling you not to do this, but we're safeguarding that. Now, by not being tokei of b'shofar for b'Shabbos, we're safeguarding the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos. Because we're afraid, Shema Yavren Aras B'Shus HaRabim. There's a pull, there's a give and take, there's a tension. More important to safeguard A, even the expense of B. But not at all obvious when it comes to tefillin. What is the Migdar Milsa? What is the Migdar Milsa on the level of Daraisa? What is the Migdar Milsa? If a person will go ahead and put on tefillin on Yom Tov Sheni, he's going to end up being Mezalza Yom Tov Sheni. What's the worst case scenario? He'll do Malach on Yom Tov Sheni. Realize, all of those are Yisuri Drabanan. The typical cases of the Migdar Milsa means, you know what? We're afraid. You may carry the lulav. That's a lav daraisa. Sheish bo skila. No? Okay, that's something which is very fundamental. So we're not going to make Abdullah because, wow, asi lezuzleve. And that, the Rama, that's not kiris of Ventura b'shev al tase. Okay? Any other possibility? The Rama writes the following. Not make Havdalah. Who's not making Havdalah? We're making Havdalah the next night. No? And just like the Motzoi Shabbos, Kilo Mavdo Motzoi Shabbos, Mavdo V'Ozel Amacha, just like if you don't make Havdalah Motzoi Shabbos, you can make Havdalah Sunday night. So here too, we're not making Havdalah. We're delaying the Havdalah. So, that's okay. You can be yotzei the mitzvah havdalah. This is not an absolute akira. We're delaying just like, Kiddush number one of that Rama. That, you know what? Mavda v'holich. I'll tell you great kiddushim. Number one is it's so obvious even on Shabbos I can do that. If I don't make havdalah, I'll say Shabbos, I can make havdalah the next night. You know what the answer is? Not obvious. Even if it is obvious, is it so obvious that what is true of Shabbos is true of Yom Tov? Maybe Mavdo Baholech is only true when it comes to Shabbos, and not true when it comes to Yom Tov. And I'll tell you further, Chiddush. You ready for this? The Rama continues. Wait a second. Why are you making Havdalah? Why are you making Havdalah? Why are you making Havdalah? To be matir this malacha. No? To be matir this malacha. Malacha is asura on Shabbos. Shabbos is over. So make Havdalah to be matir this malacha. You're being matir in this malacha. It's Yom Tov Sheni. The same malachas that were asur, remain asur, remain asur. And therefore, after all, v'hacha lo avid malacha ha'asura. Admo se Yom Tov Sheni. You're not being matir any malacha until tomorrow night. So if the essence of Havdalah is to be matir this malacha, of course it makes sense. So delay the Havdalah until Yom Tov Sheni, when there is a matir of malacha, don't do so between Yom Tov Sheni. I'll tell you another heavy lumbus. Is that so obvious that that's what Havdalah does? Is that so obvious? Indeed, that's true. That Havdalah is matir any Isuri malacha. Is that really true? Is there an Isser of Asiyas Malacha Kodem Havdalah? Is there an Isser of Asiyas Malacha Kodem Havdalah? So you tell me, well, that's a question. That's already a Gemara, no? A Shabbos Kufnun, no? Yeah. Okay, but we're going to have to analyze that, no? We'll have to see. Is it so obvious that the Isra Malach of Shabbos remains beyond Yetzias HaShabbos until a person makes Avdol? Until it makes Avdol. Well, yeah, you can't do Malach before Havdalah. You can't do Malach before Havdalah. Yeah, but I'll tell you something amazing. No? You're not allowed to do Malacha before davening. No? That's Gemara Brachos Daf Yud Aleph. No? Also, Masos Chafetz of Kodem Shisvah. You know what? You have a mitzvah to do. Don't do Malacha before the mitzvah. No? Sugyin Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches. It's time to do a mitzvah. Don't eat. Don't drink. Don't do malacha until the mitzvah is done. That's true when it comes to lulav. That's true when it comes to tefillah. So I'll tell you a fascinating chakira. Biskrav writes, he thinks this is a crucial machlokas rishonim. What's driving the isur malacha before Havdalah? Is it the Isurei Shabbos that remain and linger until you make Havdalah? As though the Kedusha Siyam does not come to an end to make Havdalah? Or no. B'shas Yetzias HaShabbos, whenever that is, the Kedusha Siyam, is Paka. Why can't I go ahead and now start doing all these things before Malacha? Before Havdalah? You know what the answer is? Because you have a mitzvah of Havdalah, and the mitzvah of Havdalah posits certain Yisurim. Wow. You know, the Rama uses an unusual term in Reish Sanites. You know, before you make Havdalah, even though Shabbos already ended, do not do malachos gemuros. Don't do certain malachos. Don't do certain things. What do you mean certain things? Mishavur is very bothered. What are the certain things? No? What yes, what no? What yes, what no? You know what maybe the answer is? Ooh, we'll have to see. No. You know what? If I see it's still Shabbos, Malacha is asur until Shabbos formally comes to an end, which is Ayyidei Havdalah. So you know what I'm going to tell you? The definition of Malacha is Malacha Shabbos. If I'm going to tell you, no, what's driving the Isra Malacha before Havdalah is that you have a mitzvah of Havdalah and therefore it's not appropriate to engage in certain practices until you perform the mitzvah, what's the definition of that malacha? Lamites malachas. Davening is over and you see a person, a chutzpah, getting in his car and driving home on Tzai Shabbos. I say, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Havdalah malachos. What right do you have to drive your car? No? Drive your car. You know what? Maybe he'll answer a fancy teretz of the Ran. That's the Ran on Sugyan Daf Kuf Nun. You are already mavdil betfila, and with the Havdalah in tefila, Shabbos ends. So now you can do lamates malachos, but you still have to fulfill the mitzvah of Havdalah alakos. So there are certain yisurim that still remain comparable to the yisurim of what you can or cannot do before you're not to live an esrei, before you daven. Wow. So you know what? You're allowed to drive to shul during the week. No, you can drive home to make Havdalah. But you know what? You're going to start doing your business. No, I'm going to tell you. No, mafurish in shulchan. Don't do that until you fulfill the mitzvah of Havdalah. That's a pretty fascinating deal. All right, so we'll have to pick up. This is a critical issue. What is driving the Isra Malacha Kodem Havdalah? The Ramah says, you need Malacha to be Matcha Malacha, and you're not engaging Malacha until Motzei Yom Tov Sheni, so why would you be making Havdalah now? So, both of these questions we'll have to assess. Now, the Mavda V'Holeich of Shabbos, how does it extend when it comes to cases of Yontif? And what is the nature of Isra Malacha before Havdalah, just like you're not allowed to eat or drink before Havdalah. But that's because of Shabbos? You're not allowed to eat or drink on Shabbos, and Isra extends until Havdalah? No, it means you're not allowed to eat or drink before you fulfill the mitzvah of Havdalah. Maybe what's true of Malacha is also true of Achil and Shtiyah. All right, this we'll have to discuss.